East Coast Breakfast.
We've got a producer, Viad van der Merwe. He's extremely single, guys. I say that when
like
I say
he's extremely, the S in single.
He's the S-I-N-G-L-E in single. Yes. He really is.
Yeah.
And there was no one else, and I know he cooks.
Yeah.
So I said to him the one afternoon.
He doesn't cook. But okay.
He definitely cooks.
No,
he looks like
he's Afrikaans.
No, he does not cook, guys.
He does.
He is not making oxtail. I can promise you that.
No. Actually. So him and I was like, how do you cook for one person? Like, it's so annoying. What do you decide to make? What on earth do you make? Give me an idea. What do you cook for one person? And I don't really want to eat something on Monday.
Did he give you good ideas?
No. He had no ideas. So maybe you're right. It's like, yo, I don't know.
So you're living alone?
Yeah, and I don't know, like, how do people cook for one? You can't go buy a whole chicken from the store. Then, like, it'll take me a month to eat the chicken.
That's the worst thing. Like,
What did you do? You were single.
Yeah, when I was pre-Anna.
Yes.
Mouse and I lived on takeaways a hell of a lot, hey. And you would think it's quite nice, you know. You have one takeaway.
You get over it. Me too.
Burgers the next night, then you've got pasta the next night, and then you've got Thai food the next night. But the takeaway boxes pile up, and they just and the taste just becomes the same and boring. And it's like,
and it's the same thing again.
And then on the off chance that someone invites you over to their house, and you taste like home cooked meals, and you're like, my God.
I know.
Yeah. Shame. So now listen, when you were cooking for one is the loneliest activity.
Yeah.
That's true. Deciding is even worse.
You never cooked for one, so you never know how lonely it is because you never cooked.
I used to
visit the Soik, bro, when he stayed down the road here and just takeaways everywhere.
What did you do?
I've never been in a situation where I have to, number one, I want to say cook, but also cook for one, because I've gone from home and I went to stay with my best mate James.
Oh, you forgot? You don't even know about the whole James.
Oh, you don't
James
know?
James did all the cooking.
James was like a plus one for the show, bro.
James did the cooking. Plus the cleaning.
Yeah.
Plus he made guy's bed. I mean, this guy was a friend.
I've lost him to the yachts now. So that's And then obviously after that, I went to, the next chapter of my life was Clarice and the kids.
Yeah. Oh, and she obviously
and she does
food,
the things that need to be done.
And Clarice had leer om te cook and the course to mark van pa and ma af.
Yeah.
She can cook.
No, she can. From Spreker. Shout out to Spreker. Yeah.
So, guys, that's the thing. So, it's not logical to cook every second night because you eat the leftovers. And I don't want to eat the same thing Monday to Friday. I'm not a meal prep girl. Like, I'm not cooking on Monday
to
eat that food on Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I don't see you doing that.
So, people who live alone or you just cook alone, what do you eat? Let us know. 0617929495.
Great question.
Varisha says, there's two at home. And my brother and I cook, and it's enough for them. But that's two people, so it doesn't count.
This is Joey. Joey says, easy peasy, cook enough and put in the fridge for 2 or 3 days. I work 12-hour shifts, so I'm tired to make food every night. That's the
way
to go.
What do you? No, guys, I don't want to eat food from 3 days ago.
But it's frozen.
No, I want to make fresh, nice food every day.
No,
but then what
man.
Do you make?
None of you. No, man. You can't make a fresh, nice food every day for one person.
He is a certified loner. In fact, that might be Viad. That should be his other name. I cook in big pots, then dish into lunch tins, then freeze it. Whenever I want it, I just microwave it.
Yes.
Life is easy. I don't want to eat the same thing.
You're not eating the same thing. Okay, so you make your bolognese and then you put it in the fridge and you can have it any time. Then you also make yourself a mac and cheese. The next day you make enough for 4 days.
Okay.
And then you freeze and eat and freeze and eat. Sometimes you cook, sometimes you
Okay. Good morning, Anele. She might be able to help us. Anele from Durban Central. How do you cook for one? Help us.
I'd like to correct you on that. I do not cook. Basically, what my grocery contains is a box of cereal. Yeah. Boxes of cereal. Oh. I buy like 3 or 4, and then I'll buy myself a 6-pack of milk. And I'll carry. I love cereal, by the way, so I don't mind eating it 10 times a day.
Oh, there you go.
And I'd occasionally cook like maybe once or twice a month, and then I'd have it as leftovers.
Okay, Do you mix it up, though, a little bit? Like, you know, cornflakes for breakfast, all bread for lunch.
Rice Krispies
for dinner. Basically, it's cornflakes, all bread, Kalitra, and sometimes Rice Krispies.
There you go.
At least you help. Anela, I like this, actually.
We can't condone this behavior.
What are you talking about?
No.
It's got all your major food groups in there. It's got corn.
Basically,
it's got dairy.
All my nutrients are in there.
It's got crispy. That's good. Sweet. Those are major food groups. I agree with
and
you.
And then I'll occasionally order Mr. D now and then just to
occasionally,
treat
Occasionally, just to mix it up. Just to mix it up, right?
Yes.
And Nele, thank you very much. Well, there we go. We
Hi, good morning, breakfast team.
How's it? How's it, Michelle? Help Carmen here.
Carmen, I feel you, girl. It's hectic cooking for one.
So what's the hack?
Solution?
How does she do it? Yeah.
Well, basically, when I lived alone, you know, I mean, as everybody says, it's not nice eating frozen food. And even if you lessen the ingredients and you use a small pot, you still somehow end up with 7 suppers, you know, for the entire week.
Yeah.
And by the 8th day, you've basically got curry coming out of your ears.
Yeah.
So what I used to do was I used to opt for light meals. You know, they say variety is the spice of life.
Mm.
So the one day I used to have, like, you know, basically a packet of chips on bread, any flavor. The next day, maybe cheese toast. The following day, maybe Maggi 2-minute noodles.
Same.
Some days it used to be plain.
Yeah.
Some days I used to spice it up with maybe mixed stir fry.
Carmen doesn't look sold on this. She's not being sold on this.
She doesn't like it.
Carmen wants gourmet food every day, but she doesn't want 2-minute noodles. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I want like healthy, good for you food, like a protein,
gourmet
a
food.
Veg.
Yeah.
And a small
two starches, protein, veg daily.
Some days I used to make a salad, and I used to use nuts and stir-fry chicken strips.
You know,
that was the healthy option.
There
the
you go.
Good.
Chicken
like
strips
it.
Left over from the roast chicken you had 3 days before. Michelle?
Hi, it's Eric. I suggest, Carmen, you get an air fryer. Cook chicken pops, chicken strips that you can buy frozen, occasional piece of steak and a baked potato all done in the air fryer in minutes.
What I like to do is I like to roast the chicken on a Monday. Yeah. Then you can use the chicken to make a chicken casserole or a chicken curry.
Yep.
You can even have a toasted chicken mayo.
Yep.
All those sort of things.
Hey, guys. Come on, you don't need to cook, girl. Yeah. All you need to do is be my friend and my mom will feed you.
Yes. Morning, East Coast.
Who are you? Who
Carmen, I have the perfect plan for you. So you get those people who make pre-packed meals for the month, and it's a variety of home-cooked meals that they make, and it goes in the freezer, and every night you just warm one up, and there's your solution.
Or you could make your own meal and freeze it. Or you could pay someone to do that. Or you could make your own food and freeze it.
East Coast Breakfast.